How about a nice, friendly game of baseball? Except what was supposed to be just a rivalry on the diamond has manifested now into something much more galvanized between the nation's second and third biggest cities. The Dodgers and Cubs may be tied up in the National League Championship Series, but a couple of hometown newspapers are tied up in a series of municipal insults. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Clayton Kershaw had a magical shutdown, by the way, last night at Wrigley Field in Chicago. The Dodgers blanking the Cubs 1-0, but off the field and in the presses, there were insults flying, not baseballs. So what happened?
Well, first, let's say there have been some two really good baseball games between the Cubs and the Dodgers so far. A lot of tension, a lot going on, fun so far. And I guess it's fun that they ended up tied 1-1. So about this little dust-up between the columnists for the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times. First, a columnist for the Chicago Tribune, Rex Hupke, wrote a column that kind of spoofed Los Angeles. He talked about the Los Angeles was invented in the late 1700s by out-of-work actors, and about 100 years ago was sort of reinvented by a man by the last name of Cocaine who came to Los Angeles and started building the modern city. So, you know, he's coming at it from a spoof direction. He makes some put-downs about Los Angeles being a place that has a lot of smog, has the smell of whale carcasses around, has urine-soaked streets and things.
Lovely.
So it was meant to be sort of friendly, spoofy jabs at Los Angeles. And here in Los Angeles at the Times, columnist Steve Lopez was sort of nudged to write a retort column, and he did, and he threw out some put-downs of his own at Chicago, going all the way back to, you know, SNL skits of the 1970s to do this. And that was probably about where it would stop, but Steve Lopez also included a little bit of a quip about murders in Chicago, and that's a sore point right now, and the paper ended up apologizing for his quip about murders, and also retracting a tweet that was sent out in the LA Times official Twitter feed, also making fun of murders in Chicago, which are not really so funny.
Yeah, and the New York Times did a sort of blow by blow, if you will, on this whole exchange between the columnists, right?
Well, that's where it gets kind of, I guess, interesting is one word for it. Another would be a little bit fun, but maybe it's also a little bit overblown. Yes, the New York Times put together the Los Angeles bureau chief, Adam Nagorny, and a Los Angeles bureau writer with the Chicago bureau chief and another Chicago writer to kind of talk about this rivalry that seems to be brewing now between the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times. Well, first of all, that's overblown. And also, they're taking it a little bit too seriously. And so they're kind of trying to analyze how this is perhaps the resurgence of a great newspaper war like the old days. And
if this is a battle of futility, Kevin, the Cubs are going to win this one, right? I mean, hands down. They haven't been to the World Series in more than 70 years. Haven't won a series since 1908. That's more than 100 years. Is that what's making this particularly intense, do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, the Cubs are a prevailing narrative right now in the culture. That it's not just that they haven't won in a long time, but they were far and away the best team in baseball this year in either league. So this has been sort of preordained by the baseball pundits as the Cubs' year. And you can even kind of get that sense in the national broadcast that there's an expectation here that the Cubs are going to prevail, they're going to win. And the Dodgers aren't necessarily going along with that. So I think you're going to see some of that dynamic happening here. And, you know, as it plays out, we'll see where that goes, because it's very possible that, you know, the Dodgers, having split in Chicago, now kind of have the advantage. They have the home field advantage for the rest of the series. And they may end up upsetting the Cubs, and we'll see what that does to the national narrative.
Kevin Roderick, LA Observed. Thank you.